No eggs. No eggs? Thousand thunders, man, what do you mean by no eggs?
Sir, it is not my fault. It is the act of God.
Blasphemy. You tell me that there are no eggs, and you blame your maker for it?
Sir, what can I do? I cannot lay eggs.
You jest about it.
Oh, no, sir, God knows. We all have to go without eggs, just as you have, sir. The hens will not lay.
Indeed. Now listen to me, you.
Yes, sir.
What am I?
What are you, sir?
Yes, what am I? Am I Robert, Squire of Baudricourt, and captain of this castle of O'Connor? Or am I a cowboy?
Oh, sir, you know you're a greater man here than the king himself.
Precisely. And now, do you know what you are?
I'm nobody, sir. Except I have the honor to be your steward.
You have not only the honor of being my steward, but the privilege of being the worst, most incompetent, driveling, sniveling, gibbering, jabbering idiot of a steward in France.
Yes, sir. To a great man like you, I must seem like that.
My fault, I suppose, eh?
Oh, sir, you always give my most innocent words such a turn.
I will give your neck a turn if you dare tell me when I ask you how many eggs there are that you cannot lay any.
Oh, sir, oh, sir.
No, not oh, sir, but no, sir. No, sir. My three Barbary hens and the black are the best layers in Champagne. And you come and tell me that there are no eggs? Who stole them? Tell me that before I kick you out to the castle gate for a liar and a seller of my goods to thieves. The milk was short yesterday, too. Don't forget that.
I know, sir. I know only too well. There is no milk. There are no eggs. Tomorrow there will be nothing.
Nothing? You will steal the lot, eh?
No, sir. Nobody will steal anything. But there is a spell on us. We are bewitched.